mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we can certainly see the global government agenda. Eugenics being promoted in America. The transponder tracked toll roads now going in all over the country. The Free Trade Area of the Americas and the Union of American States forming. It's all over the Canadian and Mexican papers. The people don't want to give up their sovereignty. But the average American has no idea that these treaties are even being put into effect right now. The globalists want to invade Iran and Syria. They're setting up world taxation, world regulation. And the world knows about it, but the average American doesn't, though they're starting to wake up. And somebody for over two decades that's been on the front lines of exposing the global controllers is Jim Tucker at AmericanFreePress.net, formerly The Spotlight. And he has snuck through drainage ditches, he's climbed over fences, he's posed as hotel workers all over Europe and the U.S. to sneak into these events, and he always gets us just incredible forecasting of what's going to happen in the next year according to what his spies and others get him inside the Bilderberg Group meetings. Now, up until about 4 years ago, you talked about Bilderberg Group, the mainstream news would say it doesn't exist, you're insane. Now it's been all over the news, BBC, you name it, Reuters, admitting that the world's royalty and elites do meet in secret, and the military does guard them, but still, you're a conspiracy theorist if you're concerned. And joining us for the next hour, and we'll be taking your calls, is Jim Tucker. Jim, thanks for coming on during your busy schedule.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
We're going to break here in a few minutes, but just in a nutshell, for those that just joined us, what is the Bilderberg Group?
Well, Bilderberg Group has met under that name since 1954, already 51 years. They took their name very much as Shakespeare named As You Like It. They happened to be meeting secretly at the Bilderberg Hotel in Oosterbeek. And so they said, we have to start meeting regularly now. They call themselves Bilderberg Group. They have been there have been meetings like that going on for decades and decades, most notably about 1913 or something when they met off Jekyll Island and decided to introduce the income tax amendment to the Constitution, which they did. In the same subtle way, the working man would not pay anything because you paid nothing until he made $4,000 a year. That was more than the average working man made. So they sold it on make the rich pay something. And I'm still proud of the very late, great Senator Harry Byrd of my state of Virginia. He was a governor. He's in the House of State Senate at the time that passed. And he made a notable speech saying, you talk about taxing just the rich now. In future generations, they'll tax the working man. You talk about 1% tax now. We may even see a 5% tax. They all laughed and hooted, but Virginia never did ratify the income tax amendment. He warned then that Internal Revenue agents would be in the kitchens of American families. So they're the lineal descendants of these groups who met infrequently during those years. And they plan, as you mentioned, they plan the world, the future of the world, the world government. The direct tax by the UN has been a very important part of their agenda for several years now. And three such proposals are pending, even as we speak, before the United Nations. Their favorite one being a tax on oil at the wellhead, which means when you buy gasoline for your car, you're paying directly to the UN a tax. Or when you buy oil or fuel for any purpose, heat your home or whatever, you are paying a direct tax to the United Nations if that should pass.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back with Jim Tucker. If you want to talk to him later in this hour, go ahead and get lined up. 1-800-259-9231. There's an upcoming Bilderberg Group meeting. They also have steering group meetings. And really, the intel he gets from inside is an accurate crystal ball. Stay with us.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 27 seconds into the second hour, second segment of this hour. Jim Tucker, respected journalist, worked for some of the biggest newspapers in the country. But about 25 years ago, he learned of the Bilderberg Group, an organization sworn to create world government, world taxation, world regulation and control. And as he was saying in the last segment, they're just offshoots of the same families that met in 1913. That's now public, to set up our income tax and then to give us the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Jim literally has snuck through drainage pipes, climbed over walls, posed as hotel staff to get into these resorts, these five-star hotels, and to get their documents to expose what the heads of banking, the media, the royal families of the world, the Henry Kissingers are all there basically scheming to set up. And I guess for about the last 7 years, I've been having Jim on before and after he goes to the Bilderberg Group meetings, always in a different spot. Generally in Europe, but occasionally here in the United States. And he comes on beforehand. He a lot of times has a list of who's going to be going from his sources. And this is real intelligence work. He then gets there, meets with some of the locals, meets at local bars and restaurants, talks to people that are working inside. They normally don't agree to help him, but after they see how rude the globalists are and hear some of the stuff the globalists are saying and doing as they're serving them their champagne and, you know, serving them out on the golf courses, they then come to Jim and give him lots of data and info. And, of course, he's been detained by police before. He's been chased by the security forces. The military generally guards these people. Jim, is that kind of a fair thumbnail sketch of some of the adventures you've been on?
Yes, that sums up Little Hobby very nicely.
For those that just joined us, just briefly again, in any areas you didn't cover, what is the Bilderberg Group? Why should we be concerned about it? And then the second part, 5 years ago, my friend, the media said it didn't exist. You've been covering it for 20-plus years. Why now are they having to admit it exists? Those two questions.
So many letters and inquiries from their readers. For example, after the last meeting, the New York Times had a cutesy little story about how these chaps have this innocent little meeting that makes the right wing so hysterical. They've attended these meetings from the very outset. The coverage in Europe is extensive. The blackout in the United States remains largely intact. I think the Washington Post even did a little thing. The only time that the word Bilderberg had ever been mentioned before in the New York Times was when one of those old goats decided to die at one of the meetings. Now, he was, of course, an international banker. His name escapes me, but he was some kind of international banker from Europe. And so they carried the news of it more than just the straight of it. And, well, you cannot blow the whistle of the New York Times and say to all 1,000 staffers, there's one word we don't use, and that's called Bilderberg. Never use it. So the guy reported he died at a Bilderberg meeting. The Washington Post mentioned it. Oh, that was the only time the New York Times had ever mentioned Bilderberg. The Washington Post had mentioned it once when they were doing a roundup of all the big activities being taken out of Austria because they're mad at Austrians for having a free election. And George Haider did well in that election, so they were all mad. They were supposed to meet at Telfs near Innsbruck, originally scheduled. And to show solidarity, they canceled Telfs and went to a place near Brussels where they had the worst accommodations they've ever known, because even as powerful as they are, it's difficult to say to a major hotel, you will clean out the hotel of all other guests, and you will have your staff carefully screened for security purposes. They will wear tags. And they will be briefed and told that they'll be fired if they leak any information, all that intimidation. So they sort of made themselves uncomfortable that year by boycotting Austria. But we don't know where they're meeting this year. I stay nervous as a struggling church till we find out. But I feel confident that we will.
Well, you've always learned in the past. When is the new meeting coming up?
That's what I'm still trying to find out. Very likely June, because the G8 summit of heads of state takes place in Scotland in a little late this year, about July the 14th. They generally meet a week or two prior to the G8 meeting so they can get their instructions ready for the heads of state.
Now, for those that just joined us, there are groups like the CFR with 2,300 members, 2,500 members. There are groups like Trilateral with a couple hundred, 500 or so. Bilderberg Group is, of the organizations out there, the most exclusive that we know of. How many people generally attend that are members, and then how many guests do we normally see at the Bilderberg Group conferences?
Well, there's on average, I'd say there's 115 regulars, Kissingers, Rockefellers, and so forth, and those who represent whatever party is in power in Washington, like Rumsfeld, attended as Ford's chief of staff. He's attended as Secretary of State, and high officials always of the State Department and Defense Department attend these meetings representing a president. And there's very close associations. For instance, when the obscure governor of Arkansas attended the meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991, we figured there may be a bright future, political future, for that little fat feller.
Now, you said that.
In the next year, the following year, he was elected president of the United States. It was that occasion they took little Bill Clinton out to the golf course, and David Rockefeller explained to him what NAFTA was and why he's for it. And you saw a big champion of NAFTA sitting in the White House. In fairness, both parties favor these, what they call free trade agreements, rather than fair trade agreements.
Now, Jim, talking about media control, Catherine Graham attended, now her son attends.
Yes.
We have, but at the same time, the media would say it didn't exist. You're a kook if you talk about it. But year after year, you're able to learn what's going to happen in the next year. I mean, you reported on the fall of the Soviet Union before it happened because of your inside sources in Bilderberg. I remember you were on this show back in 2002. They were saying that they were about to invade Iraq. It was a sure thing. On the nightly news, you said, no, I have it from inside Bilderberg that they put it off a year. It's going to be in March of 2003. I mean, listen, Jim, I mean, you know this better than I, but for those that don't, you keep getting just the most sterling, spot-on, dead-on intel out of these meetings. How do you do that?
Well, you sort of described the techniques before, and it's human nature seems to always work the same way. I'll arrive on a typically on a Monday when the before the shutdown begins at Hyden on Wednesday. On a Wednesday, the advanced staff of Bilderberg starts arriving, and at Hyden on the Wednesday, typically the hotel is cleared of all other guests completely. So Monday and Tuesday, I'll be among the strangers mingling in the cocktail lounge or maybe having lunch. And fall into and express my awe at these important people coming. I tried to get reservations for the whole week, and they said I had to be up by Wednesday, so I'm staying at this other hotel. Then the friendly light conversation on Monday, except last year on Monday, the Italian police grabbed me and held me for 2 or 3 hours, interrupted my operation a little bit. On Tuesday, they get a little bit more talkative. And then you tell them, well, I'm staying at this hotel. I'll be meeting some of the other guys to compare notes at 5 o'clock. And if you care to join us, please do. You're my guest. Well, these hotel workers obviously don't make much money. They like an occasion where they have to go to a nice hotel and sit in the cocktail lounge and dress up. The girls like that especially when they get dressed up and provide information. I always tell them, don't take a chance on your job. You can trust me. I don't even know your name. I don't want to know your name. If they put me on the rack, I could not name you.
And this is what intelligence agents do. They'll tell you the best intel they get is in the bar, is in the cocktail lounge. In fact, let's talk about how you got grabbed last year. This wasn't the first time, Jim.
It was the longest time, though. Actually, I had taking my leave and asked the hotel front desk to call a cab for me, and I'm sitting outside, a pleasant evening outside that resort hotel, and one of their benches waiting for the cab to roll in. And this guy in plain clothes came over and showed me his identification, identified himself as with the Italian police, and may I see your passport? Yep. I don't have a cab coming, so he checks the passport, goes inside to make a phone call, comes back out and says, would you please come with us? The commander wants to see you. Well, it was about a 30-minute drive through a lot of little towns till we got to whatever police headquarters occupied by the commander. I later learned there was a local cop shop just a block away from the hotel, but he took me on the big long ride. And
tell you what, Jim, we got a break. I want to hear the rest of the story.
Sure.
When we get back. After this quick break, and of course, I'm in the Secret Rulers of the World series. It's aired in the U.S. and England and Japan with Jim. And in the segment with Jim, and he's over in Europe, and there's these guys with dark sunglasses, you know, chasing them around in cars. But this is par for the course for a major reporter, for a major publication, just trying to cover what the world's elite are doing. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diomedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, David and others that are holding, we'll get to your calls coming up in the next segment. If you want to join us on air, have any questions for the expert, the clear world expert, the trailblazer who first exposed Bilderberg Group, then you're welcome to join us at 800-259-9231. And I know Jim will jump in and say, well, actually, there was one other news reporter decades before that had mentioned it. But he's the guy that has made the term a household name. 1-800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to Jim Tucker from American Free Press. Jim, So they drive you for 30 minutes into a rural area. What happens next?
Well, actually a small town, and they wanted to know what my purpose was. And I said, you know your purpose, what my purpose is. It's here to cover Bilderberg. I will find out what they're doing. I will report on it. And this goes on for a while. Then they asked me my press credentials. Well, I have the Mickey Mouse press credentials that are issued by the D.C. police because 20 years ago I'd stolen, what was that senator from Maryland's name now, long out of the Senate, retired, almost dead, Mathias, Charles Mack Mathias. I'd stolen his Bilderberg portfolio, and they found out it was me who stole it, and they had my press credentials yanked. Now, I had held congressional press credentials for the Daily Gallery for four happy years with the Washington Daily News before it went belly up, and I'd held what they call periodicals, that's magazines. And,
but what does it matter? You write for a major newspaper. I mean, when I was in New York, they walk over to me standing in front of Ground Zero interviewing people, they go, let us see your press credentials. And I'm like, it's called the First Amendment. And
yes.
I go, here's my congressional press pass. But it's pure harassment.
Well, as far as convenience is concerned, you go into a hearing room and you can pick up the text of the testimony. Sometimes the public at large can also. Anybody can go in. If you want to watch the Senate or House committee conduct a hearing, you can. But the reason that the press credentials are a matter of convenience is you can go to the head of the line. Sometimes lobbyists and others are standing in a long line outside hoping that somebody will leave so they can get the next seat.
Just to be clear, though, I mean, let's get back to the story. I'm kind of digressing. They asked to see your press credentials.
So I show them the Mickey Mouse press credentials, and then they decide they won't bother me anymore, and they drove me back. Several hours, as I say, it took about 3 hours altogether. They drove me back to my hotel, and I went into the bar where I could see the lobby from a mirror over the bar, and they sat down and lingered a long time in the lobby. So I went out and said, I told them, I'm not going anywhere else tonight. If you want to know any more about Bilderberg, I'd be glad to tell you. We're regulars. We're here because we want to be. We're regulars. The bartender told me they're not regulars. They very rarely come into this hotel. So I felt myself under constant observation after that. You call for a cab to take you to the gates after the lockdown so I could go, just for the record, try to walk through and have them bar me just for the record. And the cab driver said, I can take you over the gate now because I've got this credential hanging around my neck. And I said, no, I knew exactly what they were going to do. If the cab driver driven me all the way into the grounds, they'd grab me and throw me in jail for trespassing, crossing the police line and all that jazz. So I felt the constant surveillance, but that just made it more interesting.
Yeah, talk about adventure. And again, you're just a member of the press trying to cover a meeting of the rich, powerful, and famous, the richest people in the world, the heads of industry, banking, heads of state. And all you're trying to do is go cover it. I mean, normally the media will cover one or two Hollywood stars, you know, out on their motorboat. But you're bad, you're weird, you're evil, Jim, because you want to cover this.
I've always put it this way to the other paper boys at the press club, and said the same way for 20 years because it leaves them so flat-footed. I tell them if 120 film stars or 120 professional football players have a secret meeting behind locked and closed doors, you would, let's say, try very hard to determine what's happening behind those closed doors. Why no curiosity when 120 of the world's most powerful men, international bankers, international financiers, multinational CEOs of multinational companies, and heads of state and high officials of our government meet? And no curiosity at all. They simply cannot answer that question. There's a sheepish grin. Others, in fact, have told me, I know we ought to cover it. They just don't let us.
We'll be right back. Well, we are going to cover it with Jim Tucker, and I've got some other key questions for him after we take some of your calls. We'll talk about this year's upcoming meeting, what may be on the agenda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Jim could report 10 years ago the things that we're seeing unfold today from the intel he got from inside the Bilderberg Group meetings. That's because we have the most dominant individuals on the planet Earth meeting together to combine their energies and forces to bring about even greater power and control for their dynasties. And we're going to go to David and Steve and others for our guest here in a moment on this live Wednesday edition. Just want to briefly remind listeners that my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is now out on DVD. It's also on VHS. The DVD is 3 hours. It's about 30-something seconds, 35 seconds, 3 hours, 35 seconds, over 3 hours. The VHS is 2 hours, 35 minutes long, and it's my best film ever. We show the police state, we show the truth about 9/11, and then we expose the power behind the throne, who controls the New World Order. It's my best work. I hope you'll get it. It's available via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the secure online shopping cart. You can order hard copies of the films or watch free clips of the videos, read about the different specials, or you can call toll-free to get Martial Law or any of my other videos or books, 1-888-253-3139, or last but not least, there's PrisonPlanet.tv where you can watch it online. Jim Tucker, before we go to these calls, two questions. Obviously, folks can read your regular columns at American Free Press. Also, a lot of them, some of the back issues are online at AmericanFreePress.net. How can folks subscribe to the newspaper?
Well, they can call the newspaper or write. I never called myself up, so I have to look for the number myself.
No, I know I just sprung that on you, but people can go to AmericanFreePress.net. And they can find all that information out. A little bit later, we'll give you that number to call, because I can hear Jim digging around through stacks of paper. He sounds like I do when I'm trying to find something. But it's a really good newspaper, a populist publication that isn't left or right. It just exposes the corrupt elite that's running roughshod over us. Jim, the second question is, I know you're trying to find the location. You always do, knock on wood. Hope and pray, to be serious, that you do get it done this time. But any inkling on what's going to be on the agenda this year?
Oh, now that I've summed the telephone number, let me get that out before I forget, lose it again.
Sure.
Call American Free Press at 202-544-5977. And you can sign up over the phone to subscribe, or, of course, you could... right in, but it's easier by telephone. So,
give that number out. Give that number out one more time.
202-544-5977.
Or AmericanFreePress.net. Now, Jim, shifting over to the last question that I have before we take some calls, and I want to talk about Hearst Publishing and the 9/11 hit piece they've done on myself and your paper and others. But before we do that, any inkling of what's going to be on the agenda coming up this year?
Well, I'm sure that they'll be considering very hard how they can slip the direct taxation thing through the UN. There'll be, of course, pressure on the control press to not report it. In fact, I don't think you've read in the Washington Post or the New York Times that there is fully three proposals to levy a direct tax on every citizen in the world pending before the UN even as we speak. They could do that so quietly that you would not even be aware of it, with a fraction of a penny at the gas pump initially. Of course, that would go up in the years ahead. In fact, since the ability to tax directly is such a symbol of global sovereignty, that's very important in their grand schemes of a world government. As you know, the European Union, the evolving American Union, and the planned Asian-Pacific Union to divide the world into three great regions for the administrative convenience of a world government. The dollarization of America, like as in the euro in Europe. Another important symbol of sovereignty, of course, is your own currency, the British pound. A symbol of British sovereignty is the dollar, is a symbol of American sovereignty, United States sovereignty. Those are regular items on their issues. There's always some surprises, and there's always three or four guests who you cannot anticipate. I had no idea that Senator John Edwards would be attending the last Bilderberg meeting. As soon as I found out he was there, I thought that they considered him a potential president. And if he doesn't come back this year, if he's not invited back, they will have decided that he's not a future, no longer a potential president.
Well, it's interesting that the New York Times, in one of the two articles they wrote last year about it, said that the Bilderberg Group gave the nod to Kerry and said that they liked Kerry. Was that disinfo or a fissure between the Anglo-American establishment based in the U.S. and England and the Bilderberg Group dominated by Europeans?
There are definitely more Europeans than Americans participating. That's just based on the fact that we're one country of several represented in Europe. In fact, we're probably on a per-country basis, but we have more representatives of Bilderberg than any other one country, probably. I've never thought about it that way before, but we have always have several high officials, sometimes the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Treasury's gone in the past, but always very high officials attend these meetings on the promises of absolute silence. Interesting, you were mentioning when we reported that the invasion of Iraq would not take place in the year 2002. It would be sometime the following year. Jimmy Lee Hoagland, the associate editor of the Washington Post, who holds the publisher's hand at these Bilderberg meetings, he had to know that, but he let his own newspaper go ahead with the predictions that it would happen in the summer or late fall at the earliest of 2002, of that year of 2002. Now, his commitment to secrecy was so strong, he didn't go to the National World Desk and say, look, fellas, trust me, I know we're not going to go to war in 2002, so climb off the predictions that we'll be at war this year.
Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls. David in Illinois, you're on the air, David.
Hello. In all your meetings with the Bilderbergs, have you ever come across the European Council of Princes, formerly the International Council of Government?
I didn't know such a group existed.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jim, I think a better question would be, or to clarify it, is there a lot of royalty at these meetings?
Bonnie Prince Charles has attended one meeting. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands has attended since her husband, Prince Philip, was fired by Bilderberg because the Lockheed scandal embarrassed them. He was one of their founders, one of their early chairmen. When Prince Bernhard tore his pants, they kept him home but let Mama go. So she's attended these meetings all these years.
Now, let's be clear. One of the founders of Bilderberg Group, it turned out, was an SS officer.
In fact, let's see, Prince Bernhard was supposed to have had some Nazi sympathies, they said.
Yeah, he was an SS officer. And then there's the same connection with the former head of the UN, Kurt Waldheim. So this same story over and over again, but it's okay for them to be like that, just not okay for anybody else to be like that. Anything else, David?
No, that's about it. Thanks.
All right, thank you for the call. Steve in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. And my question is to Jim Tucker. Thank you for your work you've done over the years, Jim. I've listened to you off and on for years. And a couple of years ago, I called into Alex's show and talked with his guest, Al Cuppet. And Al said that there were basically three organizations that run the world. And one of these organizations was the Jesuits. Go to the book Rulers of Evil by Tupper Saucy. He describes in there where he looked up the word Rothschild in the Encyclopedia Judaica, and it says that they are the keepers of the Vatican treasury. My question, Jim, is what part does the Vatican play in all of this?
I remember some years ago some screwball wrote on the internet that Pope John Hyphen Paul would be there and along with 300 other people. He was wrong. The Pope was back in his native Poland during the Bilderberg meeting, and there's the tradition 115 to 120, not the 300 as predicted. No official role that I can determine. I think a lot of that comes because the Vatican, certainly not an expert being a Baptist, but because the Pope has so many jewels in his crown, the Vatican has so much money. Now, the Rothschilds, according to biographies, literally translate from Red Shield in German, back before last names, when last names were first coming in style. And they had a red shield on their door, so they called themselves Red Shields. And interestingly enough, the Rockefellers from Germany, Rockefeller meant rye fields. They grew rye. So they were rye fields. Now, the Rothschilds have been an influence from the outset at Bilderberg. It used to be Evelyn Rothschild attended for Bilderberg meetings. There's an earlier Bilderberger, Rothschild attended Bilderberg meetings. Now, nobody by the name of Rothschild attended, according to their list anyway.
But people on their board of directors do attend.
But, yes, the you'll find a listing of somebody who represents Rothschild Enterprises or some such venture, so they still have their hand in. It's just not so conspicuous by having someone with the name Rothschild. Marriages and so forth create different last names.
So, Jim, you don't see any influence that the Vatican has on world affairs, then?
Definitely the Vatican has influence on world affairs, but I'm not sure that Bilderberg is the conduit.
Does that answer your question, Steve?
Well, kind of, but in my research, and Alex, I thank you for waking me up. It's driven me to research, and I'll tell you what, the more I research, it seems like all roads or many roads lead to Rome, and I just found Jim's answer very interesting.
All right, thanks for the call. I mean, I've researched this, and the globalists have infiltrated almost every major organization, and I think to say it's one group or the other running things is really, in the final equation, disinfo. I mean, you've got evil people who amass their wealth and combine forces with other powerful individuals from different religious groups, you name it, to bring in a world government to directly tax us through the world government they control. Jim, do you agree with that?
Yes. I want to stress that the Catholic Church does indeed have an influence on world affairs. It's demonstrated dramatically when the Pope went back to his native Poland back during the Cold War years and stood in the middle of the town square in the Soviet tanks rather than run over the Pope, turned around and withdrew from Poland. And, of course, the pronouncements on such things as birth control and abortion and so forth, but obviously they have a great deal of political impact. In fact, with 40 million Americans being of the Catholic faith, they'd have to have some political impact, even as...
you never said they didn't have political impact, so I didn't understand that last statement. I've got a question for you, and then we'll go to a couple other callers for you. And this is a side issue, but it goes to media control. I mean, you're the old classic news hound, you know, including the straw hat, Jim. And Christopher Bolin, one of your colleagues at the American Free Press, exposed that the individual who wrote the Popular Mechanics hit piece, who orchestrated it, Benjamin Chertoff, is a close family member of the Homeland Security director. Now he's written about the hidden hand of the CIA and 9/11 and Popular Mechanics. The brutal purge of the staff of the Popular Mechanics preceded the publication of last month's scandalous propaganda piece. So I wanted to talk to you about Hearst Publishing and its history, but before we did that, a little bit more background on this. This woman... this Miss Black that runs it has been involved in all this different government activity, and her husband ran the U.S. government agency. Well, let me just read this. The international law firm co-founded Tweed, Hadley, and McCloy, the international law firm by Morris Hadley, her husband. And then it goes into Skull and Bones members being connected to it. The article goes into how her husband directed the federal agency that oversees domestic and international propaganda. Comments on Hearst Publishing and how it ties into all the fake newscast and all the paid-off reporters that we've been hearing about.
Well, I'm not sure what daily newspapers are within that chain, but as far as Bilderberg is concerned, they would be part of the conspiracy of silence that we see in the United States. Now, in Europe, there's a great deal of coverage in the mainstream media, page one stories, photographs about Bilderberg all the time because, it all started 10 years ago when Spotlight identified where the Bilderberg people were going to be very early, so early that the subscribers in Europe had time to wait for the shipped across the river. Then they wrote letters back to us saying, should we alert the local media? And I said, by all means, tell the local media all about it. I should have followed that years ago. Now when we find out where they are, of course it goes instantly on the website and instantly into the newspaper. We do write to the subscribers that live nearby and ask them to give them my itinerary, tell the reporters and so forth. And we've had a large number of reporters come out to cover Bilderberg meetings in Europe, but not in the United States.
Now, let me cover this. It is often said that USA Today is controlled by the CIA, which, like the paper, is based in McLean, Virginia. The little-known fact that Black is married to Thomas E. Harvey. Black's the head of Hearst Publishing, an obscure lawyer who became a White House fellow in 77 and served as special assistant to Director of Central Intelligence, provides substance to these rumors. Black's corporate biography does not mention her husband. And then it goes on to say that he was a senior fellow at the Department of Defense, and he was the head. I'm trying to find the subsection of the article here. He was the head of the federal body that deals with propaganda. And I mean, my only point is, you know, it's, I'm asking you this question, Jim. So much has come out now about Armstrong Williams and paid off reporters and hundreds of millions of dollars in fake federally funded newscasts. I want to get your comment just on the general nature of the controlled press, not just a conspiracy of silence, but many of them being actual government agents. We'll be right back after this quick break with Jim Tucker and perhaps take a few more of your calls. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The head of the Hearst Corporation, Ms. Black, was named one of the most powerful women in American business. She sits on the boards of Hearst Corporation, the Advertising Council, IBM, Coca-Cola. She is also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then it goes on to talk about her husband, assistant to director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And it says in the 1980s, her husband Harvey served as general counsel and congressional liaison of the U.S. Information Agency, the former external propaganda arm of the U.S. government. He was also served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army and Navy and was a personal director of the Bush Quail 92 campaign. And then it goes on and on. Again, Ben Chertoff, cousins with the Homeland Security Director, savagely attacking myself, American Free Press, and others. Does it surprise you to have people like this attacking institutions like American Free Press and, of course, myself, Jim?
No, I'm quite used to it. However, any journalist, you mentioned earlier, I spent 20 happy years with the major newspapers in this country as establishment journalists before starting Chase Bilderberg. And you're a journalistic whore if you take money to pimp somebody's idea. The proper answer when the government says, or an association organization says, would you write a column saying how wonderful this is or how bad that is, and we'll pay you money? The logical, the only professional, ethical thing for him to do is say, no, I will not take money from you whatsoever, but I will write a column about how you tried to bribe me to advocate your views. When you do that, you lose all credibility.
And now it's just rampant. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but now they're just coming out with it and saying, hey, it's no big deal. This is good.
Oh, they try to rationalize it like this guy says, I'm not a journalist, I'm a columnist. I forgot which one that was. But
Armstrong Williams.
Yeah, Armstrong Williams. One of the other girls said, I really should have mentioned it. I wish I had mentioned it. Well, she shouldn't do it at all. If you write anything, as I said, write about the attempt to bribe you, not accept the bribe and pimp for their product.
Well, it's a lot bigger than what the people know. And Jim Tucker, here in closing, I want to get you on as soon as you get back from Bilderberg this year. You've always been so kind and gracious to do that in your decades of fighting these people. But in closing, do you think the New World Order is going to win? Or do you think people are starting to wake up?
No, I think when Middle America finally wakes up, they're going to find it so repelling. And we see good trends already. Just recently, surely they've got their knickers in a knot over the fact that the latest poll showed that France is, by a slight majority, does not favor ratifying the European Constitution.
The same thing with England.
Yes, in fact, that's why we wrote years ago that Bilderberg was determined to oust Lady Thatcher. Well, she's Prime Minister Thatcher then as head of state because she resisted the euro and resisted surrendering sovereignty to the European Union. And so they replaced her with a trapeze artist named John Major from her own party. And so I think I mentioned on your last show, I had the pleasure of speaking briefly with Lady Thatcher at a reception in Washington, and I asked her about it, and she said, and this is a very close paraphrase of what she said, that she said, being denounced by Bilderberg, she considered to be a tribute, and spoke harshly about any head of state who surrender one bit of national sovereignty to an international body.
All right. Well, Jim Tucker, again, thank you for all the time, and Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, and I'll see you when we get back.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Jim Tucker, a good old-fashioned muckraker, a real journalist, spent the last hour with us. All right, wide open phones in the third hour, a ton of news. We can talk about the Schiavo case. We can talk about the earthquakes. We can talk about all these new gun bills. We can talk about Kofi Annan being cleared by his own agency. We'll talk about it all in the third hour. And my new film, Martial Law, is now on DVD.